Welcome back, everybody. You're back to Let's Talk Flag Football, best football page, best flag football page for everything that is, well, flag football. No, you're going to know the sports. Guess what you're going to do. I've come back to know the sports.
You are something else.
Hey, yo.
It must stick. anyways, welcome back to part B, where we will run through game reviews. We're going to do a bit of facts and bullshit, facts or bullshit, and then predict next week games. And so stay tuned. Again, follow us on Let's Talk Flag Football, Instagram, X. We're on all streaming platforms. All right, then. So, game reviews. And everybody has been itching to get to this part. We will all give our 2 cents. So, I almost want to ask who wants to go first. But,
First
game of the day, Panthers versus Mavericks, which it ended with Mavericks a cute 13 points and the Panthers with just 6 points. Couldn't quite catch up there. So what was your opinion on this match? Since your team sat out games this week. Tell us what.
So exactly. So you had the uninterrupted access and
we are chilling with your Zobo and you know, watching the game.
Well, that's not the fact I came when the match already started already, but the little one at least I watched, I expected Panthers to do a lot well and better because they had everything. Like they have everything to win Mavericks, right? But then Chingy was not really making use of his guys. When you can easily use a short play and gain yards, you're looking for a longer play. And then when you throw when you try to do the play now, you're not gaining yards. Either the ball is not going the way it's supposed to go. Either your receiver is not catching. Then a lot of complications and left, right. And then you have to wait when they call third down for females. And then
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Wasn't this the conservative game? Carry on.
There was the conservative like this as you're hearing this.
Yeah, so like you need to wait for the reps to shout third and female. And then you want to pass it to your female. You're waiting for the whole Mavericks people, about four or five on her. Then you're trying to throw the ball. What magic do you want God to do for you when you're not having your people? You have four downs that you could easily pass the first down, you can give it to a female. So when you get to third and female, you don't need to stress it. You wait for God to do miracle.
God still helped him do miracle.
And gave DK a touchdown. Okay, now.
Apart from the touchdown, what are you supposed to do next? Still kind of carried that game.
But he didn't use her in the game, only third and female. That's just the annoying part. When you know she can easily...
I'll give my game.
As a quarterback, you watch what the defense are doing. And you know, okay, the girl playing defense on Margaret is on happiness like 24-7. So if you throw that ball a bit high, you know happiness is definitely going to be because she has the height and the hands and everything. But then you're not using her in this to gain yards, and when you finally gain yards to like probably end zone or stuff like that, you are not trying to do one kind of thing like people don't understand. But I really didn't even understand how that game was going. But I expected more from Panthers actually, because defense wise, Mavericks were like on them. They were on them all day, every day. Defense wise in Panthers, well, they didn't really do bad. from my own view, but I expected it could do better. That's why there's something that QB watching is really bad. Because when you stand and start watching the opposite team QB, you won't know when the person you're marking is like far away from you. And that was how when the guy in Mavericks caught that ball, I was like, God, why? Because how will you be with your guy? You're following him quite all right. The moment you let him out of your sight, I started looking at the QB, boom, touchdown.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you had the time to redeem yourself,
boom, you now let it happen again.
I swear that, like, I'm like, Jesus. I was even shouting at some point, like, stop looking at the QB, focus on your guy. Like, kind of like feel like he's with you. As if they run full arm. Even I saw you turn looking like that. Follow. Well, anyway, I expected that they could do better.
Yeah. I feel
this sounds like this is coming from a place of passion and personal, you know, like just how could they? And I feel you.
It was so for me this game.
When you expect like,
yeah, that's why I feel
like you can do better. Everybody, literally everybody outside, even though guys that don't even know how flag football works, but the little explanation you already give to them, at least they can put one or two together and like, okay, this is how flag football. You can imagine someone that doesn't even know the game, that is just watching the game for the first time, is like, what is this guy doing?
Mm.
You're not even watching the people by your left or your right. You're just trying to like, okay, go, no go. Then if I juke, you know, work, make a pass and give Smalls. Now, Smalls is gaining yards for you. Why don't you keep giving him the ball, at least gain more yards instead of trying to do one like long pass? Short yards matters a lot, but then probably their gameplay, him as a QB, he knows what's best. But
I think the thing with Chingy is possession of the ball, and I don't understand. I don't really like, so no, let me scratch that a little bit. That's my thing with this game was the calls that Chingy made, right? It's like, you've done all this player acquisition. You've gotten best hands in the league from your sister team, Panthers. You know that this girl has the vertical. She's what, her wingspan is like 6 foot. That's more than any girl in this league. Huh?
It's more than 6 foot, but yeah, I hear you.
Is it more than 6 foot?
Her wingspan is long.
You are seeing. So I believe you've gotten all this player acquisition. You already have your guys that have kept you down for the past 3 seasons. You have Smalls, you have DK, you have Checks. Three names that, you know, anybody playing offense against them just knows these are the three people you have to keep your eyes out on, you know? And then that now takes me to the second part, which is their defense, where it's like, Chingy is such an offensive guy. He's such an offensive player. He likes to yank that ball way up in the air, and he knows that his players are going to run and scramble and get that ball. But it makes him forget that there's a whole other side of the game than just offense. There's also defense. I mean, I've practiced with them before off season, and you just know, Chingy doesn't train them on defense. So if you've gotten like some of these rookies now, right, to play, and you've been training them for the past 1 season, 2 seasons, but you're not really training them on defense, there's always going to be a command.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do you think it's the responsibility of the quarterback or the person in charge of your offense to run your defense?
So not necessarily that, but I expect that, because you know, again, our teams are very small, amount of personnel small. I expect that whoever wants to own a team and carry a team should be able to handle both offense and defense.
And defense. True.
Everybody on every team here, they have no more than 15, maybe 15 or less players on their team. So whoever is carrying that responsibility of I am the Panthers owner, or I am the person in charge, I am management of Panthers. When you have just 15 people, it's not like as if you have to have a whole it's not like you have to have offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, what's it called? Coach, QB alongside with yourself when you're just 15 people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I expect any team owner or management to be the person handling offense and defense.
Agreed.
In our
Agreed.
Small league. Yeah. So again, I saw again why the reasons why Chingy didn't do a lot of deep passes. You know, Chingy does not move to laterally. He doesn't move left and right when he wants to make a pass. He only moves backwards. And for someone rushing him that's like Musti, who is this big tank, I'm talking double moving train, right? Beaming at you. He got sacked like 4 times, right? It's harder to accurately throw that deep ball that Chingy is known for. So he now had to kind of adjust his game. But I don't know why he adjusted his game so late. I don't know why he didn't play the players that he's acquired and his sure hands first. I don't know. It just seemed, like I said, quote unquote conservative. I saw that he obviously was trying not to throw a pick, because every Abuja Mavericks Panthers game, Hayes has to get at least two picks. If not a pick six, at least 2 picks. Yes, and this time around, there were no picks. So,
The both quarterbacks were trying to play safe.
Yeah.
They were trying not to like, okay, I don't want to fuck up now, this one, that one. But then at the end of the day, if you don't mess up, you can't learn. It's better you throw that pick and you know, yes, you don't need to throw another pick again.
So exactly. It's all about you know reading how you adjust your... it.
Yeah, it's all about reading your defense, reading your offense. You know when to strike and when not to strike. That's just how football works. Everything has to do with like your mental health and what is up there. If you can like, why playing the game? If you're not stressed, you're just there to play the game. Then you chill. When you're playing defense, you read your offense. Okay, you know this person will definitely do this, will do this. That's why there's something they say, read and react. You read and then you react. Pick, you don't need to wait, go deep to wait for picks. That's something like most safeties do. They would like to like go deep to wait for a pick. But you don't know, like sometimes when you're waiting for that pick, another person will catch the ball right in front of you before you realize it's gone.
Mm.
That's just it. But then it was what again?
At all. So that's our review for those two games. Odi, Larry, please hone in on the reviews. For those two teams rather, not games.
Odi. From what I like seeing from the game, it seemed like there was a lot of forced plays on, you know, from Panthers. You know, it's just like, okay, I'm stuck. Let me just throw the ball.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't look like they had like a strategy. Like they went in with like, you know, they probably had a strategy, but you know, when game started.
Oh my, that's Chingy. They don't have strategy. Chingy will give you thing on the line. What are you running? continue to run it. I can see you. That's Chingy's ball.
And honestly, like if you're playing street football, yeah, I can understand how that will work for you. Where you're trying to play an organized game where people practice, you know, and, you know, they put in the time, the effort to make it work. And then you think that you can just come and just half-ass it. It's not it. It's not it at all.
I think it's kind of insulting.
Yeah, and also, like you said, they have certain players that they've acquired. From what I saw, I didn't watch the whole game, but from what I saw, I didn't really see happiness. Like, I didn't really see them use happiness.
They forced, like Joy was saying, it was like they forced it down to third and female, but she made almost all the catches on third and female. If he didn't get sacked, she made the catches. Like, she was jumping in the air too with niggas, like, you know, proper basketball player. Now she gonna try and go for the ball. So she did do that. She actually carried their team when it comes to, like, progressing. Her and DK actually carried the team quite a bit until DK finally got his touchdown. But again, like Joy said, he kept on forcing it to her on third and female.
For me, she was like the MVP for the match.
Yes.
For the whole game, for me, she's the MVP. Yes. Only she's playing defense. Only she's playing offense. She's the only one trying to show, like, okay, I'm here to play. I'm not here to joke. Then what are the rest of you doing? Chilling, sleeping.
At all.
At least if you see one person is making move, you move. That's the only way you grow.
Yeah, she tried against Asmal, but Asmal was still MVP. Hustlers.
You know why? You know why Asmal keeps playing the way she plays? Because
she always reads.
Yes, but then at offense, she always reads the, like, she makes sure that she gets the ball before she moves. And during the game, what I saw from Happiness, she was actually giving her that
play. To give her space.
She's going to run a short route. Why don't she stay close to her? When she moves, you move. But you chill for her to start running first before you follow. That's another mistake Fanta's defense made. Because each time Asmal starts running that short route, before you think about it, she's gone. Probably she's already gotten gone. First down.
Her routes are very, like, double move, like, off the block, double move, and then she's
gone. Sometimes she doesn't even need to. When it does a hot, they toss the ball to her, boom, she's moving.
Yeah.
So what is the next guy doing? Okay, let's, for example, now I'm marking her, and, okay, I didn't realize when she moved, and the other person at the other side, okay, exactly, you're seeing her moving. You go for it. Don't you, like, it's not my man, no. Oh, yeah, you, come and pursue her. That was how they were doing it. It sounds funny, but it's not funny.
Female.
They didn't want to. They were like, oh, yeah, nah, woman to woman. Oh, yeah, you. Yeah. But I don't know, like, you can actually stop her, but not hit her. Take out the flag. Exactly. You're helping your team. You don't need to wait for one person, because probably everybody might be sleeping. Everybody might be watching the QB. Nobody might pay attention. But that's that.
Another thing, like, I think, like, also understanding, like, the personnel that you're up against is also, like, minus the QB, I think understanding the personnel that you're up against also matters. Like, if you're playing against, if you want to know the skills, the level of skill that the person in front of you has. If you know it's a person that usually does not run deep, or usually can't, you know, they just sit and catch.
And to be honest,
you want to also, like, pay attention to that.
And to be honest, because Maverick's defense was not their original, like, starting defense. So it had at least three rookies in there, and then, like, three or four other, like, vets in there, right? And those vets, honestly, they were the people that, if you look at it, they were people that they ran offense. So they're not really, apart from maybe one or two, the rest ran offense. So now it's like they've now charted into defense their territory. You should already know, like, from Panther's point of view, okay, this person is not really a defensive player. Like, even though as much as he knows a receiver's routes and shit like that, there's still mistakes he's going to pull from going from offense to defense. It was like, if Chingy really had his head in the game, he really could have shown Maverick Shege, truly.
Those are cues that you pick up, you know, like, those are cues that you pick up, because, like, that's what gives you the advantage of for another team against another team.
That's true. But then again, you know, it's not the first time you're playing this team, and it's not the second time, and it's not the fourth time. You should know, like, this is what this person run, this is what this person run, this is what this person route is. What are you supposed to do? React the moment you see. You don't even need to wait for them to strike before you, like, okay, attack. So Mavericks already know, like, this is how, like, Chingy, they already know Chingy is going to throw like this. Forget it. Put the more pressure on him. He will throw like this. This person will like run like this. This person, they already know. That is for a fact. But why can't Panthers do the same thing? You play these guys not the first time, not the second time, not the third time. You should know, like, okay, this is it, this is it. Even this is how the quarterback will play, or this is how the whole team will do. Use their own game against them. Tell them that, okay, I know you're out too, but you know, go beat me for this place where I stand. Like,
you get
that if they were not putting that danger, like, okay, I'm here to do this one or do that one. But it's all right. We pray they don't mess up your next game.
Is it like we should mess up your next game?
I pray they should shock me. Let me be like, oh my God, Panthers, thank
let
you.
Let them shock us in the way we want them to be shocked, because I'm playing them. Let them be nonsense. Let them mash up the place. Amen. Larry, any? No, God, not the laugh.
See ya. See ya. I think that's why sometimes I like going last, because I get to hear properly everything I need to hear.
Is it because you didn't watch it?
No, wow. No. Like no, I did. I've seen like bits and bobs of the game. For the part, the only highlights they showed was his highlights. It was his highlights. Now that's the only highlight that he showed on the reel. The go route to DK that DK scored. That's the highlights. So. But something
Zara,
that struck me that
Zara,
particular.
Zara.
Well, like,
I just think I heal you. I heal you.
No, you're about to put me. You're about to do some shit that I already know. You're about to do some shit.
Nah, me. No, no, be so. No, be
no
so,
I already
no,
know.
So.
I already know.
Be so. I heal you.
But,
I heal you.
But one thing I got from that, for instance, that clip was something you guys echoed, which is that I looked at the other receivers to see what routes they were running. And I feel like he might have called a huddle and only given one person a route. The others just looked like one of two things. They were all either running go routes, or they all knew the ball wasn't coming to them. I don't know what that was.
That is exactly how Chingy plays.
Go and watch that clip. And you see it.
That's how
like,
Chingy
huh,
plays.
This is interesting. So to
that's
me,
how Chingy plays. He will say, okay, so this ball is going to this person. He's going to run like this. The rest of you run out. Or run, like, that's
so funny. That's what I noticed there. And something that Odi also echoed is some things work in pickup and in scrimmages where we are all just informally running up and down and doing whatever the fuck we want to do. In organized football, you simply cannot be doing things on the fly. It doesn't work. There has to be a template, a structure on which you build. And from that structure, you can now call audibles where you can say, okay, Odi, normally on this run, you're supposed to run a go. This time, change to a comeback. Yeah, because there's a structure already on it. It's not that I go to Odi and say, just run a go here. What if the go is not open? What happens to the other players I'm looking for? Am I going to start scrambling for 7 seconds for them to run a post-corner comeback for them to get open? It doesn't work. There has to be a plan. To get the goal open, I must have sent a comeback beside it. I must have sent an out beside it to get that goal truly open. You must build on something, or else you are disrespecting the game and you will not have a sustainable franchise, or a successful, actually, successful franchise. So to me, what you guys have said is basically what I also kind of witnessed watching that game, basically, was that it was a game that anything the Mavericks did, they were going to win. Because they were playing against an opponent that did not actively respect the game enough. So even if the Mavericks just, like you said, like again, this proper preparation involves studying your opponent. Asmal runs a short route, so let's press on Asmal. Let's get with the Asmal option. Let's look at all. There's just too many things. Like you said, there are rookies on the field. Target the rookies. None of that. It's just we're going to do what we want to do, and then hope for the best. That's not how to play football, organized football in particular. So to me, There are reasons why I put the Panthers where I put the Panthers. Some say it's foresight, because talent-wise, I expect them to mago their way to victory. But in terms of actual football-wise, I don't see them going far. I'm going to be very honest with you. It only takes just one thing to change, which is for them to play structured football, have plays, not just have routes on the go, or, hey, guy, wrong go on that one now. Have a plan. That's all it takes. Once you have a plan, the Panthers can shoot up the rankings fast. But when you don't have a plan, when the moment things get tough and we're relying on heroics or randomness, you can't
even like even that. Heroics, even heroics, they only work when you have something.
Yes, to work like with. Odin, you know, people genuinely do not realize that. For instance, when QBs in the NFL do Hail Marys, there's actually a plan with the Hail Mary. They know that they've called, for instance, three overload to the middle, and they do the high low. Somebody's at the back of the end zone, two of them in front of the end zone in case the ball falls behind. There's actually a plan to the most random part of the of football. So Udi is right. Like, even when you are doing as we they go, there must be a plan for you to be, you know, so you cannot just roll around.
You have to already have like some sort of substance to, because like if you're doing heroics and like everybody is just confused about the heroics, there's nothing.
Yeah. You lose the trust your team have in you. There's too much. There's too much that can go wrong there. Too much. Yeah, to me, I think that Mavericks game, I'd say I'm even surprised the Mavericks didn't win by more. But that's one thing I've always noticed, kind of like the Mavericks. The Mavericks seem to sometimes play to their opponent's level, where rather than it be that you play like a Maverick, instead you're playing based on your opponent's skill set, rather than talk them out the water you are fucking about a bit. But
I can definitely see what you mean there.
And again, let's see. Mavericks, a rough start, but again, you played against a solid opponent, talent-wise, that is, just purely talent-wise. Because, I mean, Happiness is a veteran of the Lagos League. So defensively, she knows what to do. Offensively, she's no joke. So you expect, you know, certain mismatches here and there. So Mavericks, we'll see. More games to come. Let's see what I've got.
Yep. All right, now over to the second game. Larry, this time you're going to go first.
Larry, go.
Okay.
What?
I think for this Vikings and Alphas game, the game ends, I believe it was 26, if I'm correct. 28, sorry. All Pro Cole gets the score. Dr. Z gets on the score. And there's a name Rondo. That's the name. Yeah. It was Rondo, All Pro Cole with pick six, and Dr. Z. So shout out defense. The first defense that went on the board with a game-changing play. And I have to ask a question. It means to me that if Rondo and Z score, so the Vikings offense only was able to score 14 points. These are the questions. I know we're talking about everybody was conservative and whatnot. But like I said, is what myself and Odi alluded to earlier. What I was going to say, Odi was actually driving at, is a killer instinct. I don't think the Vikings have a killer instinct. And that's the difference between a winning team or a team that goes on to win it all and a team that at least we came second. That's the difference. The idea of having that when you step on their necks, you have to put everybody on notice. You can't be out here winning a game by 12 points. Don't forget it. Like, we're talking about the Alphas led by a rookie quarterback. You beat the Alphas by 12 points. That's brazy. Like, we have to call it what it is. So the Vikings win here, granted. offensively, they need to go back to the drawing board and see that. I do know that the Alpha's defense is quite interesting, but I still think that they've lost key parts of that defense. An example is Zara has left that defense, a solid female member and a solid defender that, to me, whoever steps in Zara's shoes, the shoes are still quite big. So why then are we not exploiting whoever the replacement was? So offensively, the Vikings have to look at themselves as well. They only put up 14 points. Should be more, in my opinion. You're going up against, and defense as well. I think the defense could have actually, granted pick six, yes, I think they could have done a bit more than just, you know. So it means, because I know Zara did say that Oproko had about three picks.
Yeah. So we had mostly a lot of stops.
So turnovers.
Yeah, stops. Exactly. And turnovers.
So you have to look at then the offense, that if the defense is doing their job, picking and stopping the Alpha's offense greatly, what are you then doing? Like, there are turnovers there for you to take. You have multiple possessions. You need to put a lot more points on the board. So to me, it was a disappointing display, primarily from the Vikings offense. I think they could have done a lot better in the situation. The Alphas, it's going to be a long season. Trust me, guys, it's going to be a long season. Against a rookie quarterback, you take each day as it comes. I'm hoping and I'm sure that maybe they've done a lot of work in the offseason and in general training to ensure that Umi is ready to take them through to the next level. But it's yet to be seen. Their next opponent, we'll see how they get on.
Sweet enough, their next opponent, she's technically going to be going up against another rookie QB too. So
interesting. So at least let's see if she gets to play against someone who is also a rookie like her. We'll get to see how both rookies perform in that game. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
It's Joy's team, which is kind of like, maybe not, I wouldn't say half, but at least it's a strong half of the Mavericks. So you have best rusher in there. One of the best cornerbacks in the league is now going to be their rookie. And so their rookie QB, their QB. So we'll see. I'm excited to see that. But they've got some really like mad firepower on offense. So, and I mean, hey, once you have best rusher in the league with a really good cornerback, even Joy, likes of Joy has been stopping Asmao since Asmao could really do anything. But because they've been on the same team, hey, it's. I would say that I think I even mentioned this one of our episodes. I said Joy is probably one of the underlooked like female defensive players in the league too. They have something to look out for. They have, like you said, Laz, it's going to be a long season, Alphas. So let's see what you do. I guess a new team. Joy, since you watched the game from the seats, what exactly did that game give you? What was your review on that?
Well, the game gave me balance.
I'm dying.
2.0.
Oh, wow.
Dying.
I don't know.
Balance.
The balance was mad. If I could pay money to watch more violence, I think
your rugby is just showing. You this rugby player is just showing that you're missing
Sunday,
rugby.
My Sunday is is a sweet now. Well, I feel like the both teams, you guys did well. Jimmy did well, but I expected more probably from Alphas, but then let's just say because of the new QB, whatnot. So we hope they bring that A game to us and we are ready to receive whatever they have on their table. But then again, I feel like Alpha's defense is really good, but then they should kind of like tone it down a bit. You don't need to like bully somebody before you make a statement. There are many ways to make a statement. You can take off the person's flag and don't say anything. The person will keep looking at you and probably is waiting for one or two reactions from you. But the moment you show like, oh, my ginger is like on another level and you're trying to do one or two, it will cost you a lot. Like,
if you
when you're not supposed to like go out for 5 minutes, you're going out. Sometimes it will cost you the whole game. Sometimes it will cost you the whole season. Yeah. So that's just for their defense. Why their offense? I feel the quarterback should actually go back and like, okay, last Sunday game was like this. And I know that even if a guy is rushing me and I know he's fast, if I juke him this way, it would be mad at me. Why don't I try it? But then the moment you feel relaxed, like, okay, as these people need to rush me now, anyhow, what they throw this thing, my boys, they need to catch it. It's just like mother, king of boys. Like, I'm the mother, I have my boys. So anyhow, I throw the ball, they go get them.
I'm crying.
But I know that, like, yes, it's her first time, tension, things happen, your whole team is depending on you. Shit like that comes up.
This time around, she's going to have a female rushing her.
I wish. I wish I can't disclose that part, but you funny. I wish, because we're not coming to spy with Alphas for the record anyway. So Alphas be ready. I have like my friends there. I have my rugby people there. But then, like I said to them, if you bully me, I bully you. 50-50.
I love it.
50-50. But then I feel like their defense is good, but they should kind of turn it down a bit when they're tackling a female and all that. So that's for Alphas. Why for Vikings? Well, I don't really have much to say when it gets to Vikings, because for me, I felt like they did well. They did beyond my expectation as like new team, but there's still more for them to be, for more work to be done. Like their QB, for example. I know that guy can juke people, but the way he just like tense, like, oh, this boy, they call me to me, which I could do now, like, done the shake. You can see him tense, like, he doesn't have any options.
His Achilles. He's playing with his Achilles at the moment. Yeah.
Like, so, the only person that was
Like, you know,
you go explain. You go explain. No evidence.
The only person that could help him at that moment was the Ali, I think that's his name. The guy snapping the ball was the only sure option he had, because every other person were like going like this.
So let me.
And I feel like he had other opportunities to use the. But what I didn't understand was why you people's routes. You are running down till you get to the last man, and then you're running, and he's trying to throw you the ball.
It's so funny that you should say that, but honestly, 90% of the balls that Ali caught were meant for me.
But
he was just reactionary to all of them. Ali does not catch, which was so great for me, because the whole
which
time
was so good.
Exactly, the whole time I was just there like a proud mother, like, wow, Ali does not reach for this type of ball in practice. I have to be shouting in his ear, reach for it, reach for it, reach for it, Come game time, I'm seeing the boy extend out of nowhere. I'm like, yo, okay. As long as you get the yards, you get the ball, you get the yards. I'm not shouting.
You don't have a problem. But then again, I have one thing to say. One little thing, don't be offended. But probably your next training section, right? If he's going to make you run a fly from the outside, like close to the last person at the other side, probably he should kind of time your speed and time the person in front of you, because if you notice during that game, the girl was not even on you.
Yeah, she wasn't. She wasn't.
The only person that was on you was Avenza.
Yeah.
He was like with you, and you know, get where you won't go like this, I did with you. That's the only pressure you have. And then you have everything to beat Avenza. if you play it right. Because sometimes your QB could tell you, run five and out. And you know that this five and out, they are running. The ball is coming to you. You can joke the guy, like, do like you want to stop there. You break. You run the other way. Get the ball and gain yards. Yeah, so what they need to do better, because I don't know what that game, the name of the play is called, where he will run to the other side and try
She's taking notes of your plays.
The only thing I can say is for their quarterback, he's actually, well, he throws well, but I feel like he should also time her run as well, so that when you're throwing the ball, you know, yes, as I'm throwing this ball like this, that you know, guys, you won't take the way to catch this ball. So that's like the only way.
Yeah, once it was game scenario, we definitely saw it. So yeah, we had practice today, and we've tried to switch it up a bit. So it should be a 2.2 by next time. But yeah, definitely that thing that you said.
That's awful, man.
Yeah, because he had to. Yeah, obviously, the female wasn't following me, so it was me trying to beat a corner and a safety at all times. I know it's coming. Somebody's gonna bring it up. My what you doing is gonna be me dropping a ball. But
wait, who is Vikings playing? Playing next?
Panthers or Panthers. Panthers?
On Sunday, right?
Yes, on Sunday.
The only thing I would tell you from. The sweet part of me is, you know who will be on you.
Yeah.
And you know how tall she is, and you know whatnot.
Yeah.
You have a lot of work to do. That's just the only thing I'll tell you.
That's fair.
Probably
that's
when fair. You go back to your training section, you make sure let it be like a tall guy marking you.
Z.
Yes.
You didn't shake.
No, at all.
But you didn't fear.
No, at all. No.
It's a year for year.
Don't worry. Now. The guest wants to just tell me now.
Anybody may they call me big girl.
And they don't grieve for anybody.
Come on.
Of it. Nah, yeah, this is I'm actually excited for the Panthers game, to be honest.
So this next week, who's getting the bye week?
Mavericks
on the bye. So Vikings take on Panthers and Phoenix take on Alphas.
Yes.
Interesting. So guys, that's who's your money on?
Actually, you know what? Yeah, let's just transition into game predictions that way. Nice. So,
Vikings versus Panthers. Your Panthers, I love you guys, but I'm a Z. I do your back.
Amen.
Z, I do your back.
Amen.
I do your back.
Amen. Amen.
So,
what's God the God of
Vikings?
This has to be my right glove.
Come on, you do your back.
Joe, who do you say?
Oh, I don't want my ticket to call too, because I'm too Panthers now. They'll not come and give me
a part two.
But can I say, hey, Panthers, go hard or go home. Panthers,
let's go. You're going home.
My ticket will cut like this. I go cry. But it's all right. They can shock us like this now. Panthers go shock us.
It will be 0 points. It will be shocking.
After Sunday,
maybe
shock us.
For me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say the Panthers with a surprise victory, because I think that this game is going to be personal for Chingy.
Yeah,
Chingy, so I think he's mm-hmm. going to maybe this is the one game he might take seriously. And decided to have plays and practice properly. So I suspect that the Panthers would take this game personally and come out with a victory.
Yo, let me say something. And usually when I say something, it usually turns out to be the opposite, but for this sake.
Yo, I'm like, now I'm confused whether to listen or not.
No, don't worry, Vikings, we did. Don't worry, don't shake. But what I want to say is for Chingy, actually, it's to Chingy. Yo, Chingy, you need to fix up, man, and take charge. Like, if you're going to see any difference in your team, you need to step up to the plate. Right now, I've not really seen. Right now, like, even though, like, I have love for you guys and everything, I haven't really seen anything substantial coming from you. And you are in that key position. You're in that key role. For there to be any advancement for your team, you need to step up to the plate.
Facts.
But with that being said, as I said, Upper Sunday, make me see the change. Upper Sunday.
Inshallah.
So Phoenix, Alpha.
No, I'm going to weigh in on this. I'm actually going to give my win to Phoenix. I love the Alphas. They're my former team. I'm rooting for them all the way to see how far they go. But just off of, obviously, personnel and knowledge of football, I'm hoping that Phoenix do enough to shake the Alphas in their defensively, if you know what I mean. Like, tell them, oh, your defense is cute, but that's just what it is. It's cute. You know, we're not Vikings that took it easy on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, so. Yeah.
That's fair. I think for me, I already said it. Although they're yet to play, I still expect some good things from the Phoenix. So I expect that I expect them to be more ruthless than the Vikings. Maybe because they are less familiar. Maybe because they have more experienced heads and more elite heads from the Mavericks. I expect them to go ahead and be more tactically sound and have proper strategy offensively to blow the Alphas out of the water. I expect their defense to be stout, seeing as one of the league's best cornerbacks, who's now QB, can also play cornerback there. I expect him to shut off a lot of the, you know, Alphas offensive play. I expect them to win this game resoundingly. Anything short of a difference of, I think, about, say, 18 points, to me is disappointing.
The pressure is getting worse.
So I expect us to win resoundingly.
You know, just out of curiosity, I'm Joy, you're here, so you can give us the information. Your QB, I know he's a defensive player that's playing the role of a QB, but is he still going to be playing the role of QB? The role of safety or cornerback? It's cornerback, right? He used to play cornerback. Is he still going to be playing defense, or is that like?
Well, I can't disclose that information till Sunday.
This NDA that you people have signed. That now, wow.
You'll say it on Sunday, and then.
Well, I'm just going to assume that he is, because based off of personnel. But if Phoenix has managed to rack in 20 people on their squad, he can rest. I don't know how they'd have made him do it, because Kenny's blood too can be hot. Like, no, I can't.
Kenny don't mind to play the whole thing.
As in the whole effortlessly. In fact, the two games, you play 1 hour, one game, play another 1 hour for another team. He can do it.
Haven't you suffered enough? You have played with two Kennys. That's crazy.
They have two Kennys.
Hey yo.
That is so true. They have two Kennys.
Wait, when you played for Titans, like, what position did you play?
Well, I played defense, because I've never played defense before. So I noticed, like, okay, I can actually play defense and offense.
So in Abuja, you play offense, and in Lagos,
you play Abuja, defense. She played both though. But I think last season she played only not last season
only offense.
Yeah, last season was you played only offense, but you've played defense too.
Yeah, but I don't really like defense because of the physical contact from people
Funny enough, like I told them last season on the podcast, I think you're one of the better like females to actually play defense.
Okay.
I think
She doesn't believe in herself at all.
It's actually possible, but then the honest truth is, for me, I don't like stress, and defense is a lot of stress. So there's how now you might come and maybe because I'm defending you, I'm taking out your flag. This is how you hit me. And maybe when I want to defend you now, I will forget flag, I will come tackle you. So you understand? So
don't mind that.
So that make me, I did like say, offenses. You say, guys, give me body, I give you back. You.
I'm dying.
So, but then what another person sees, I can't really see it from that person's point of view, except you tell me. So that's why I'm surprised and shocked,
that's fair.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I smell talent radiating from this woman.
Right, so Larry, who did you give? You gave Phoenix?
I gave Phoenix.
Okay, all right then. So, Odie, did you give him? Did you tell who?
Yeah, I'll give it to Mavericks, man.
Which Mavericks?
Maybe, Mavericks.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm Phoenix. I'm so sorry. No. I didn't forget. It's just Mavericks were that was the team that was in my head. I was thinking about them at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Alrighty then. So before we concluding this segment, I think everybody has to drop their what you doing. What you motherfucking doing? It's time. Clown some niggas, myself included. People have to come and ask her for their war crimes. You know, who told you to do that? Really? If you haven't listened to part one and you're here listening to part two, I don't understand what your brain is doing.
What are you doing?
What is you motherfucking doing? So again, I've already given you people who my what you doing is in first segments, but we have to follow tradition. So Joy, listen to how we say what you're doing, because that's how you are going to drop it, exactly like that. Okay, the same veracity, the same anger. So my what are you motherfucking doing? goes to Will. My boy, Dems on my team. I don't know who told you that emotion can ever happen in front of the line of scrimmage. Like, Jesus. Number one. That's it. I'm going to call myself out on my what you're doing. Why I made that drop, that beautiful drop was disgusting.
No, you can't say that beautiful drop.
Exactly. No drop is beautiful. Drops are always fuck. There's no such thing as a beautiful drop.
Yeah, the way she tried to minimize damage on that. No.
The drop was such a cutie.
Oh my God. You wish you saw it. Like,
exactly.
Cannot just let things slide. God. Fuck. There's a disgusting drop I had at the start of the second half. It was after Cole's miraculous, beautiful pick six, it was a PAT. Simple, simple goal route, you know? I was there. I already made it past the corner. The ball was in my hand and my knee fucking hit my hand and the ball fell out. And I was just
your
like...
knee hit
yeah, because I was in stride.
Wait, your knee hit your hands.
I need tape. You guys cannot see Abuja, guys. Please, all Zama's ops. I need you to send me this video, please. I beg of you. We need to see this.
It's there. It's like in the first 3 minutes of the second half. It's on IG.
I know what I'm gonna watch this night as a good bedtime tale. Thank you, Zara. Thank you.
No problem. Watch. You can't really see it, but okay.
Do it. Somebody somebody needs to help me with this video.
We need views. We need views. We need a better view, better angle.
No.
But wait. No, Z.
It be your own people.
No, Z. You're not supposed to bring that thing up now. You're not supposed to talk about it.
No, I had to call myself out because... If no. you don't bring it up, Sean will come out and say we did not bring it up and it's not fair. And somebody, one of our listeners would definitely say, you people are taking it easy on me. So let me come and answer for my war crimes, as I normally do be telling people to come and answer for their war crimes. I'm here now.
The fact that you did it yourself is not as sweet. It's not sweet.
I got out of it. This is my way
your
of
legs.
Healing. This is my way of healing.
Hit your hand. Your leg hit your hand in stride.
Yeah.
God, girl, you look
so like my arm. Kicks, yeah, right? Hand arm. No, I'll say arm. Yeah.
But even your arm goes safe, like. What's going on? What was the science? What was the math? That means you were doing something wrong. You were doing something.
We made no attempt to catch that ball. Zero. Ball roots. She tried to do Shangalo with the ball.
Wow, crazy. Do you not?
I'm out here doing the motion. I'm doing the motion, and it's not adding up.
Okay, let me. I don't know whether you will have longer arms or whatever, but think of it this way, right? I'm trying to catch the ball, but I'm not catching. I didn't make the catch within like a triangle up, so I didn't extend my arms out.
Mm.
I was trying to catch it with like a body. You know when it's an overhead pass and like your hands are together.
Mm.
Yeah. But your hands are together somewhat, not chest level, because obviously now I'm running and I'm trying to run. I'm adjusting my speed to cut in a little bit so I can get the ball. Right? So my hand is a little bit lower than my chest. It's more like around like my, just above that midriff section between my chest and my belly button. So my hand is about that low. And I'm running. Mm. Can you picture it now? Why my knee would be up there?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, my thigh. Less knee, more thigh.
Yeah. So basically, what I'm hearing is that you tried to catch like a rookie.
Yeah. I was catching the ball with my body as opposed to with my hands. Mm,
okay.
Extending my hands, yeah.
Okay. I get it.
Don't worry, I spent the whole of today's practice adjusting all of that shit.
Guys, I need this video. Abuja Flag Football League, find me this video, please.
You know what, Larry, calm down. Because they're going to drop highlights tomorrow.
They
might most likely put that nonsense.
Imagine if that was like the catch that you needed to win the game.
It was a PAT. I mean, we were already winning, but it would have definitely added.
Oh wait, an extra point?
Yeah, it was an extra point.
An extra point.
Oh, okay. Ah, okay,
it was an extra point for the pick six.
I don't know. Okay, you know what? The emphasis is kind of not as great anymore.
Yeah, it's not. It's just
you got away with one there. I'll say that.
I mean, it's goofy. It's goofy, yeah, but it's like,
yeah, whatever. Like, if this was what talking about, like, open play, 6 points on the line or 8 points on the line, as you did that shit, you're finished. I'm a cookie, slow roast you, boil you. Hey, listen.
Honestly, if I was your coach, I'd yo, bench straight.
Yeah, yeah. Go sit down. That is criminal. Go do labs.
Because you're out there.
The game's going on. Go do labs.
Yeah, you clearly came to sell Amala. You clearly came to sell Amala.
Wow.
you're not here to play football. I don't know what you're here.
Crazy. You're fucking kill me. Alright. Cheers. Guys, what you doing?
I'm gonna go now. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a minute since I had a what you tonight. It's been a while. I missed this section. It's been good. It's been good to me, man. But then again, my what you do moment has to go to the Vikings. Oh, Vikings, oh, you Scandinavian cunts. You went out there thinking you're the bad bitches and you just wasted all my fucking time. 14 points on the office. Get the fuck out of here. We're here to play football. We're here to knit. We're here to fucking do ring around the fucking roses. Vikings, wake the fuck up. I got you in my top two. Do something nice. Blow these niggas out the water like I know you can, man. So, Vikings, don't be on the section again. Thank you very much. That's
oh,
all.
Oh, wow, Jesus. It's just four teams, my nigga.
My. What? You doing?
You plan yeah. out. You're louder yeah, than if it was Lagos. Why? Why?
My what you doing moment goes to the QB for the Panthers.
Chingay, my man.
Chingay. Oh, my boy. What's good, my boy? Hey, look, you're here for one reason and one reason only. You cannot have that kind of talent on your team and just drop 6 points.
Absolutely not.
Come on. Come on. Come on. You have the likes of Smalls. His name is Smalls, right?
Yeah.
Man is like he teleports from one place to another.
Dude.
You have the likes of Happiness. Lethal, like she, her hands are lethal. In Lagos, there's she was called reason, the best hand.
Right.
Like, there's a reason you brought her onto your team.
There's a reason why she's in Abuja, and she couldn't even like. Come on, like, bro, you can't have that kind of talent and still be looking like you're trying to you're a headless chicken. You're
right.
Trying to find me. Like, come on, man, do better, bro, do better.
Damn. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it. We've called out the people that needed to be called out. The teams, actually, it was not just people this time around. It was like, you know, some people went after teams. The goddamn team.
There you go.
You know what? But it's okay. It just means take it to the drawing board. You have, what, 4 more games? Everybody has at least 4 more games to go.
No time to check time. Games.
Yeah, you got a little bit of time. So.
Oh, hell no. Nah. You lose two games and you're fighting for your life.
Adjust where you need to adjust when you see what opponents that you're up against, and you know, keep what's working for you. So good luck to all the teams. Guys, the Q&A.
Player of the day, yeah. In the Q&A.
Who was it?
No, think we had individual ones because I had Shahid on the Mavericks.
Yeah. I had Umi.
Umi.
Oh, and you're right, Zara.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zara!
Eh?
Wait, actually, I didn't know about that drop, though.
So now you want to take it back, bitch?
I mean, yo, you can... No. You can keep it. I'm just saying that you were saved this week. You were saved. You were saved. I didn't know about that goofy ass drop where you are using your knee to, like, I still know you're playing soccer.
Somebody cannot just be athletic again.
I don't play on the field, but bro, understand the sports. Know the sports.
Hey. Like, the title of this episode.
You know, once again, we got to give a shout out to, you know, our MVPs of the week. You know, the honorable mentions. Umi, shout out to you.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're here to see more greatness from you, coming from you. Yo, be a tin.
Oh, I did have a question before we drop. Sorry, before we acknowledge all the MVPs. Question, has there been any female in Lagos that has actually led a team, like QB'd for this season?
No.
For a whole season?
Mm.
No.
Oh, no. Man. So is there a possibility that Umi might be the first ever, like,
female QB? It's not. Is there a possibility? Yes. It is very, very strong. Exactly. She'll be the first.
For co-ed, at least. Co-ed adult flag football in Nigeria. That is dope. Yep. That is dope.
It's no small feat at all.
Yeah. Shout out. All right, back to giving people flowers.
Omi, like, at this point, there's only one way for you, and that's up.
Yep. It's up, my girl.
That's up. So, you know, just keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. And, yo, we out here.
Perfect
rooting
for that you. Form.
Mm-hmm. And if you fuck up, we go criticize you.
The chefs are in the kitchen.
For the most part, we're behind you, you know. Amen. And also, Syed, hey, shout out to you, because we've seen your improvement, man. We see you grow. We see the growth that you're putting up. Hey, keep doing your thing. Keep growing, bro. Like I said, there's only one way from here, and that's up, man. As long as you keep putting the effort, you definitely be rewarded on the field.
Which reminds me, guys, I just remembered something. Did you guys see that advert for Showtime Pro?
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Barry one.
That is interesting. So,
like the call out, right? What it entails, right? That's really, really interesting.
I think so. Basically, to give our fans like a brief understanding of what Showtime Pro is. So what apparently is happening is, I think the Showtime League is looking to start having a professional setup or having a professional outlook towards certain players. They're going to have camps 2 months, February and March, so that this February and this March coming up. Then the benefits that could accrue to you, you get a monthly salary to the end of season 11. You get gym memberships. You get extensive Division One standard football training. You get individual player content. So you get like a camera crew recording your highlights. You get players will receive apparently a necessary support to facilitate attendance at trials. So what is the attendance at trials? They mean attendance at national trials, continental trials, even maybe across continent in America. So you get support from Showtime on that particular front. So to apply, you need to be between the ages of 18 and 27.
So if you haven't seen it, go on Showtime Football and
Showtime.
It's on there. All the information that you need is on there. Just check it out. The link that you need to register for all of that is also on there. So do your thing.
Lovely. It's almost like a scouting. They're scouting players though. Yeah, I want to play professionally and I think that's pretty dope. I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see. If at all it will affect the players in the Showtime games, I'm hoping not. I think if anything, it sounds like it's going to improve their game so much. It shouldn't affect them
at this point, because now you're gonna have like players that actually have like, you know, the professional background and everything like that.
Exactly.
They're not going to be involved in the game. Automatically, everyone else is just going to, it only means one thing, everyone else is going to just have to step up, you know.
Yes,
like to be able to compete, like the saying goes, iron sharpens iron, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
if you have a level of if you have a level of talent, it only makes sense that everybody else would be affected by that in a positive way. And yeah. We have to match up to it.
And you know one thing I've always said about trash talking. Now it's going to be funnier because if for instance I catch the ball on a Showtime pro athlete, I go look at him, see, and they pay you for this shit.
I know.
And it's fucked. You get me?
So, yo, yo, it's done.
Like what he said.
Yo, it's done.
No, it's facts.
It's facts.
I'll look at you and say, hey, I guess it's time for you to return that money because you're committing theft out here. Yeah, like the banter is there. Like those things write themselves. So, like Oli said, all the athletes, you have to step up your game because now they're paying someone. So now you look at yourself and say, you know what? I guess I need to get paid at this point. You get me? So I think it's good. And again, the CSR side of things as well. We know in Nigeria, not many people are paid for sports.
Yes.
It's still seen as a hobby, something that's so lucrative. Mm-hmm. An example is I found out the other day that the most lucrative sports league in the world is the NFL, not the Premier League that we all get excited about. No. The Premier League came in, I think, about what, fifth or sixth? The great almighty Premier League.
I mean, squad deep already. NFL is 60 players.
So, but then again, even the NFL is number one. The NBA is number two. The NHL is number three. So, the Indian Premier League is number four. So, it's showing you that Nigerians are not serious people because these are industries that are so rich. But yet, we still, a lot of people are still seeing football as a hobby. Something you do on the side. So, exercise. It's good to see that.
Exercise.
You get
are you doing exercise? That's the one that pisses me off. Are you doing exercise?
You went to go play with your friends again this weekend, Abby. That's the gist. So being able to see that money's being pumped towards player development, the good thing is you now attract more talent from the football and from the basketball and the tennis and the badminton side into your sport. And you get to have... Because it's being paid now, you get to see more talent, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see.
For sure. It's like you said, it validates a lot of these players that really do want to take the sports professionally, want to do it professionally. So it validates their, you know, their dreams. Obviously, what's it called? A dream to be paid what you already are doing for fun, you know, and loving it. So yeah, definitely takes up competition in that as well. So congratulations when you do make it. Also, I mean, look at in the long run as well. If you're trying to meet up all the tryouts left, right, and center, hey, you know you have it covered. You know you don't have to be worried about. Oh, I gotta do this. I gotta do that. So yeah.
All you have to worry about is getting there. All you have to worry about is being there, you know?
Getting there and completing your assignments.
Because it's one thing to show up and another thing to actually perform when you show up, you know?
Right.
Like, but it doesn't make sense for you to do all of that just to now go and flop.
Exactly. Yeah, but the thing as to what Zara is saying is that now you have less things to think about because of this Showtime Pro program. You have your accommodation will be sorted. Your transportation will be sorted. All you need to just show up and show out. Not like before where you're worried where you're going to stay. You're worried how you're going to
eat. How you're going to eat.
You know? You're worried how you even get there in the first place.
Exactly.
So, it's very right. It's a fantastic initiative. Fantastic initiative. Let's see. We look forward to more initiatives and the success of such an initiative.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Showtime. Nice one. Nice one, guys.
So, yeah, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us babble, ramble, and squabble about all things flag football. We enjoyed your company. We hope you enjoyed ours. Until next time, I've been Laza.
And I've been Odie.
And I'm Dr. Z.
Hey, yo. Have a blessed time.
Peace.